killing is never right. Peace is the only answer.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Programele noastre oferă multe limbi. Vă puteți uita pe suprememastertv.com/schedule.
The more you practice, the more you do not care about how much you have or not have. You just want peace. Yeah, tranquility, stability in your life so that you can continue discovering your inner great self. Because that is the most important thing, and we are happy to grow with that.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Friendly embraces for you, good-hearted viewers. My name is Charles. The considerate people of St. Lucia thank you for switching to a compassionate vegan lifestyle in order to improve our world. St. Lucia is a small island nation in the West Indies region of the Caribbean, with a name honoring the venerated Saint Lucy of the Roman Catholic Church. This island is one of only two sovereign nations to be named after a woman. Saint Lucia also has the distinction of being among the top three countries where women comprise more than 50% of management positions. Covered by lush rainforests, the island has several nature reserves that provide a safe home for plants and animals, including a multitude of bird species. The once endangered St. Lucia Amazon, a wondrously colored parrot, has returned to stable population here. The island is also known for a majestic pair of mountains called the Pitons, said to be the most photographed in the Caribbean. Island culture includes traditional attire such as the beautiful madras and its unique headdress. St. Lucia's heritage is also celebrated through the Festival of the Rose and the Marguerite. Nearly the entire island participates by choosing one of the flowers as a side and engaging in friendly competition of song and dance with the other side. St. Lucia's annual jazz festival also attracts visitors from around the world. It was lovely to share the natural wonders of enchanting St. Lucia with you, generous viewers. We pray to heaven and ask for your inner God nature to awaken. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, then follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion. She lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all the special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22 and October 25, both proclaimed as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all the special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil, glorious, all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on the global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 3 of 5 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on December 2nd, 2018 in Sihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
Similarly, even when the master comes into this world, he has to also respect the law, okay? Least of all the disciples. We have to adhere to the five precepts, okay? Otherwise, I just give you initiation. Do what you want, you're free. You are free. You are free. Of course, if you walk the straight path, Both sides, you know, there's some country, there are landmines, yeah? If they already clear the road for you and they say, this road you can walk, the left you cannot, the right you cannot, behind you cannot, and you should not, because you will be dead or maimed or lose your limbs. Similarly, in this world is similar to a landmine field. You have to walk straight, okay? The master clear the road for you, but you have to walk. It's very risky in this world, dangerous world. You look around you, Sometimes even I was scared when I was in Europe. Sometimes I had to go out in the car, somebody else driving, so I didn't have to look at the road. Sometimes I look around, I saw advertising for meat so big on the board next to the street. And I shudder, you know, I was thinking, what kind of world am I living in? Before they even killed people to eat, it was a long, long time ago, yeah? And now they kill animals to eat. Sometimes kill the animals alive, or kill dogs even, or skin them alive. It's horrible. It's very difficult to live in this world, okay? And I'm very glad that you still can come to group meditation, that you can meditate at home, you know, with little obstruction. Despite your busy schedule and your family obligation, your job duty, you still can do what you can to protect yourselves. I'm so glad and I appreciate your effort because I know how difficult it is already to live in this world uninjured, you know, emotionally or physically, mentally, psychologically. spiritually even. So count your blessings. Always count your blessings and do not complain. I'm also having to count my blessings every day so I don't complain, so that I don't break down. Because sometimes it's really hard to be a master. It doesn't always look rosy, like I'm sitting here talking to you in peace. It's not like that, okay? I cannot list it all for you. We count our blessings. Every day we thank heavens, thank God, goddesses or goddesses to have protected us so that we have such a fortunate life. Many people don't have what we have. No matter how little you have, you still are very lucky, huh? Yes, yes. And the more you practice, the more you do not care about how much you have or not have. You just want peace. Yeah, tranquility, stability in your life so that you can continue discovering your inner great self. Because that is the most important thing, and we are happy to grow with that. And that your brother, he asked only one thing before he died, huh? He didn't ask, Master, give me riches, give me diamonds, give me gold, give me house, give me cars, give me a better wife, nothing. He asked just for proof of enlightenment. You do have, you do have. It's just that maybe you are looking in the wrong direction. You're expecting different things, okay? Whatever you have, continue. It's good. You just misunderstand. But it happens also. Yeah, if your mind is somewhere else. In the Buddha's time, there was one monk who also imparted the light and sound from the Buddha. And then he went to the forest to meditate alone. But he had no experience of the sound. And he came back and asked the Buddha why. Other people asked for him, and he said, the Buddha said that because he doesn't concentrate on that. He concentrates only on the light. It's not that you say, okay, I concentrate on the light, and then you can. It's not like that, okay? It's your mind sometimes. It's a wandering tool, yeah? It's a troublemaker. But without the mind, you also cannot practice, okay? And then there's another guy, another monk, who also got the light and sound. But he came back, he said, because he went near a village to meditate, and his hut was destroyed by weather. And he asked the villagers to build him another hut. They say they would, but then days after days, weeks after weeks, months after months, they did not do it. So during all that time that he stayed there in the summer retreat, he had not an iota of light come to him, meaning not even a flash of light came to him. The same thing, because he has no concentration. He can't. He is exposed to all these kind of elements, yeah? He has no roof over his head, yeah? Imagine he's a monk. He doesn't have much to do, and still just the weather bothering him, then he could not have a light. Not to talk about you. You have so much work to do. Everything just wants to take your attention away. Thus you are in difficulty to concentrate. I sympathize very much with you, but nevertheless, I'm still very proud of you and very glad that you still hold on to your faith and continue your road to enlightenment. The Master Power will bless you, will help you, no matter what level you are. As long as you don't harm others, as long as you continue to have faith, when you die, Master will always take you. Okay? Okay. I talk again about Milarepa, okay? Milarepa, the master told him, his master told him not to go down into the world. Just hide yourself somewhere in the mountain. Meditate alone. Don't bother about the humans. He talks like that, but he himself had disciples. You know, if you are saying, people smell it, know it. Even inside some gods or some angel would tell them, you see, and then they go and find you. That's how they discovered me three times. in the beginning when I wasn't aware that I was a master of some sort. I'm still not aware now, but since you came, I teach you something, okay? Teach you what I know. And if it's good for you, then you continue to practice. If it's not good for you, you're welcome to leave. Nobody will ever say anything. Just don't slander, because you never know. Maybe I'm really a master. Maybe I don't look like, but maybe I am a master. Then you'll be in trouble, huh? Yeah, I'm warning. All right. Now, but Milarepa, of course, he normally was hiding in the mountain. I don't know, somehow people found out. And because what kind of real man, what kind of human would stay in the mountain without any clothes on in the winter and eat only nettle leaves until he became all green, like a caterpillar, even growing green hair all over. And so people even ask him, are you real? Are you human or are you preta? Means, are you a hungry ghost or are you human? And he said, I'm human. Yeah, he should have said, I'm a ghost and scare them all away. Then he would not have any trouble at the end of his life. I will tell you. Well, you know the story, I guess. Somehow people smelled and smoked him out. Huh? Just like when I was meditating 3 months or eating brown rice sesame alone without anything else. Salt, of course. And then somebody say that Kuan Yin Bodhisattva told them to go to that temple that had never been there before to find a master. Right, that's how I was discovered in Taiwan, okay? In India, I was discovered already because I wanted to buy a book and they said they didn't have it. I said, you have it. You know, I saw it in your shop with such a color, you know, such a size, and then they thought I was a Buddha already. So at least one of them follow me wanted to be my disciple, okay? So I tested him and he passed. So I had to keep my promise, get one. My first disciple, so-called, on the bank of the Ganges River. I had no temple, nothing, no shaved head, nothing. I just wore white clothes, you know, like most Indians. All right, that was my first discovered mission. Okay, I went to Taiwan. I was discovered again. I just told you, I live in a temple, behind the temple, very obscure area where they keep the ashes of the dead people. I live among the dead, among the dead. They still found me out. A group, they came in such a night. Thunder, storm, raining, I never forget. Yeah, yeah. They came in because they saw in hurry. Why didn't come in daytime, you know? Came in the night, knocking at my little dead quarters, yeah. And I had to give them, fine. Because they say the Bodhisattva gave them the direction. For the respect of the Bodhisattva, I had to, no? And then I ran away to America. And they discovered me again. A group of black and white people came to the temple where I was cleaning the toilets and wiping the floor every day and cooking for the whoever came and for the abbot as well. They came in and say, we know someone appear inside our vision to tell us to come here, this address. They never been there before. None of them have been there before and none of them had been to that ashram, you know, the dead room before. They found a way to come. And they say that, come here and then you teach us to listen to the sea, yeah. And your name is Master G. Actually, G is the name that is addressed to any great person, you know? Like great, G means great, Master G. I say, no, you're looking for the abbot, right? I say, no. They say, not the abbot, Master G. And then the other one say, no, Master Ching, I think, Ching. They argue with each other, Ching or Chi. I say, no, the abbot's name is so-and-so. He's not here right now. Maybe you come back after 2 months when he comes back to America. I say, no. Not a man, I say, it's a woman. And over there, only me. The abbot is a man, I'm a woman, yeah? And other lay people come and go, yeah? To learn with him. So I also had to teach them. That's the third time. See what I'm saying? They smell you. Yeah. In India, maybe they smell you faster. If you just sit on the bank of the Ganges, you will have things. You have food, you have people come, touch your feet, ask you to teach them. In India, people, they are very liberal in spiritual practice. Yes. If they see you, maybe they can see your aura. Yeah, your aura, and then they know you are good or not good. Some people who don't see you aura, but if you wear renunciate robes, grow along there a little bit, then I'm sure you can be a master. So whoever says you already attained Buddhahood, just go there. You'll be worshipped in no time. No problem. No problemo.
Charismatic viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Magical Power is Never Enough to Protect You, Part 3 of 5 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is multi-part series on ancient predictions about our planet, Prophecy of the Golden Age, Part 143, The Return of the King, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you attain true inner knowledge and experience fulfilling lives of true happiness.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be vegan. Make peace.